Okay, we are ready for you. Welcome to the show. We're live on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. Join us there and leave us your thoughts. Let's start right away. The Vanguard newspaper has this report from the Koyi building collapse. How developer ignored directive to ensure property. Recovery operations reach ground zero. Finally, we're glad to know that Lagos Assembly wants affected families compensated. By whom? There's no insurance. I've not seen my brother. Relative cries. Operation is frustrating. Rescue operator saying this here.
This Ikoyi saga will have loads of revelations and is going to consume the high and mighty if we want to stick to the rules. How the other two blocks went up and this one got to this stage without insurance, I can't imagine. Because if I remember, in the days of Fashola, the insurance, the idea of insuring the building is that it is the belief that the private sector insurance, knowing the liability, would ensure that all these standards are met. You get what I'm saying? Now, I think that was the thinking. Ironically, for us to be reminded last week that the current governor was the second chairman or vice chairman of that same committee that put that in place. So, how did you give approval without insurance? I heard that buildings above certain levels are approved by the governor. So how did the governor, if he was the one, how did he approve this building without the insurance papers being there? Because if you had an insurance company, knowing the liability that they will be facing now, they, amongst others, would have ensured that, you know, the proper thing was done. This is one of the questions that needs to be asked. When he moved from 15 to 21, it's only the governor that could sign, ultimately, that could sign off his going back to the site. Were insurance papers still not checked at that particular point? So many questions. Because now a lot of families are in very bad shape, both morally, spiritually, and even financially. Who is going to compensate them? As usual, you know, the politicians have started. Lagos State House of Assembly urged Sanwo-Olu to compensate the families. It's not the job of government to compensate the families.
For private business.
I'm sorry, families, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. It's not the job of the government, to compensate them. But the government will ultimately, because there is no way they can exonerate themselves from blame. And I hope these families have gotten a first-class, first-grade lawyer to push their case. The stories that are coming out in the social media are even more upsetting. It is said, for example, that this gentleman apparently was running a one-man company. Was due diligence done? Because since his death, we haven't heard any statement
from the company.
Now, you cannot register a company with one director. Who are the other directors? Who are the other shareholders of this company? Now, there's also in the social media stories about him having two Rolls Royces and a Bentley and this and that. I have a son coming to this studio at 9 o'clock. I'm going to ask him, is there a way they can put a lien on all the things that he has so that at the appropriate time, some compensation will be taken from his estate? Because look, let's face it, he is liable.
So I'm looking, I mean, once I saw that story this morning, I've been thinking about it. So I had to dig up now. Actually, there is a law, and here it is.
Yes.
It's section 44 of the Insurance Act, and it states that no person shall cause to be constructed any building of more than two floors without insuring with the registered insurance his liability in respect of construction risk caused by his negligence or the negligence of his servant, agent, consultant, which may result in bodily injury, loss of life or damage of property or workman. It goes on and on.
On and on. Now, there you see.
Anything above two floors? Anything two floors?
There you see.
Oh, my goodness.
So how did the governor pen his name? I'm not going behind, I'm lining up behind my guest last week, Uthman, that it's going to be difficult for us to exonerate whoever was the governor who approved this thing, both initially and also when it went from 15 to 20 to 21, because maybe it wasn't this current governor. Now, one of the things I'm going to ask the senior advocate, which you all should listen to, is what is going to happen to the building itself? Is it going to be forfeited to the state? Is it going to be put on the... Because nobody should tell me, sitting down here, that the families of the victims would just walk away without any compensation. And fair enough, if the government desires that it wants to, maybe, but you'll be setting a precedent, but we must make people accountable for these things. Sorry, you want to say something?
Yeah, so one of the stories I also saw this morning regarding this, I'm trying to dig it up, is also that people invested in this property. According to the reports I saw this morning, some invested as much as $500,000, up to $3 million in those buildings. So it's a luxury, they're luxury apartments. So now that it's gone down, how do you invest in something that has no insurance? I mean, I'm just thinking, for these investors, what's going to happen to them also?
There's something in law that you call caveat emptor. If you haven't done... To be honest with you, I don't for long. In fact, as a principle, I don't invest in the clouds. You would never find me. I pray to God that when I'm going to acquire a property, I like what the agents on the street call pay and parking. Let me see it. I said to God, I don't want to build. I want to buy, and I want to buy at that time, make it easy for me to buy what I can see. So as I'm paying, I collect the keys. If you invest in the clouds, it's a risk. You didn't do your due diligence. That's the habit of our elite. Do you know why? Because a lot of them get this money through illegal means. If you've been sweating in the bank or sweating in an oil company and you've given the only one mortgage you think you might get legitimately, you won't be putting it on this kind of clouds. It's a million. It is a million per flat. That's what we are doing.
Here's the story. Here it is. It's in the Punch. Chikoyi building collapse. Here it is. Some subscribers to the collapse 21-story building signed contracts ranging from $500,000, that's $206.5 million, to over $3 million, that's 1.24 billion naira, for the purchase of luxury apartments in the high-rise. What? Without insurance, all of that money?
Madam, there are two kinds of people who are involved in this, who have... who'll be crying home now. There are those who invested in the project. And then there are those who bought flats well in advance.
Yeah.
Two different sets of people.
Yeah.
The government, it will be nice. I think that, again, I'm lining up behind, I wanted to see my learned colleague. I then remember.
I am you.
To say that we actually need to solve this riddle is the Judicial Commission of Inquiry, headed by a well-respected retired Supreme Court judge, someone in the likes of Justice Oputa, who we are all sure, you know, that would dispense justice no matter who's... It is messy. Another thing here, another story here says, I've not seen my brother dead or alive. Some people, one or two people are saying that, look, we knew that our relatives are here, but we can't find them.
Yeah.
Somebody called my attention to the equipment used for excavation and told me that the bucket system of excavation, if you are not careful, could end up picking up human beings along with it, and that it should have been done picking. It was somebody that called my attention to it yesterday. Unfortunately, the fire service spokesperson, who gave me an indication that he might want to come here on Thursday, reneged and said that, no, he didn't say that, that it's only the governor that can talk about it. So when we were saying about the right equipment and so on, apparently we could have been right. Could have been right. Leave allowance for failure. But all said and done, this thing is messy.
It is.
Some of us have vowed to get to the end of it, because I personally lost a son. Somebody who is a brother to my children, lived with them out of choice. Not that he came, not a lesser relative, but out of choice. They lived together for close to 10 years. So I am pained. I know the father, and I know the late mother. So some of us are going to make sure that whatever it takes, whoever is responsible for this, Ajoma Woleni, whatever it takes. And if all of us don't have that spirit, we'll be back here again 2 months from now, facing the same challenge.
Unfortunately so.
The elders in the land should please rise up. It's getting close to you. Now, when you hear buildings going down in Ilasa Maja and all these areas, and it looks distant, it has come close to you. Check out the house you are living in now. You don't know what could have happened. This building could have, quote and unquote, persevered for maybe 4 or 5 years with the occupants therein and could still have come down.
And even when you're buying a house, even I'm maybe scared of that. I saw a video where they were using bamboo woods instead of iron rods. You don't even know what they put in the building. I mean, why are we doing this?
I give you an advice, though. I give you an advice. I usually, if I was going to buy an apartment or whatever, I'd usually go for the old buildings of old
houses.
These old houses, you know, there are some houses in Lagos. Try and put a nail in the wall to hang a painting.
Everything you need a drill. Some very strong walls. You can't nail anything through.
But some of them you can use your finger
to make a hole.
To make a hole, the hole. Then after making the hole, you have to fill it up again to put the nail.
Let's move on because of time.
Okay.
We have this one here in the Vanguard also. Drama as ex-pension boss Maina bags 8-year jail term for money laundering. Armed security agents foil EFCC's attempt to re-arrest him within the court premises.
A lot of unnecessary drama. Okay, so this gentleman was jailed for 8 years. Was jailed for 8 years. And he said that this is what Justice Abang said. He stressed that though the law made provisions for a maximum sentence of 14 years for the offense that was committed by the defendant, he was moved by Maina's plea for mercy. Wait, one second. Okay, it was moved by Maina. Now, did the judge take into cognizance the families that have been affected? He did. He said something like that. But most importantly, that this gentleman, not only did he jump bail, he involved his son. I'm not criticizing the judge for it. I'm just wondering. But anyway, he got something symbolic. Then the EFCC wanted to arrest this man. This man is already a prisoner. Or is in correctional, whatever you call it. Why don't you calmly wait, make an application and pick him up from the prisons? Instead, there was a drama. Look at that.
As usual.
Oh, I like you. I just saw that. I like that one. Instead, there was. I like. Instead, there
now
was.
Now they are wondering what.
It's under the
mind
table,
your business.
Okay, it's a shoe, so you don't think it's Alex. So then there was a drama. The EFCC wanted to pick him up. Why do we go through all this? The man is already in prison. All you need to do is write a formal letter to prison. We want to nab this guy and take him for questioning or whatever it is. But there are some other cases. But let's hear what Maina said. He said, "My Lord, I want to apologize for anything I may have done, with or without my intention." What does that mean? And he said, "It was all adduced to me. I was never opportune to be in the witness box. If not, you would have heard a lot of things." Maina said he had 3 different tumors in his body and then this whole medical bumbo jumbo that usually goes with cases like that.
Fainting and so on. All right. This is an editorial here, the Punch newspaper. Insecurity, state police, now or never. I'll let you do the details.
Yeah, the Punch puts up a very usual argument about the need for state police, which I think everybody now knows. Well, we have a Motekun, so we're inching closer and closer. I think it's security concerns, really, but I don't want to go down that route today. But it says here that Vice President Yemi Osinbajo has repeated and logically canvassed state police. He believes that Nigeria is too large for a central police chief in Abuja to monitor the situation. So if we have support for that as high as Vice President Osinbajo, so what else? The Governors Forum have become advocates of state police, you know. Masari, Fayemi, Akeredolu, Nasir El-Rufai, and so on and so forth. Well, we'll see. They put up the argument. If you want to read... you find time to read The Punch. You find a well-crafted editorial on state police.
Yeah.
I hope our listeners find time, anytime you pick up a paper, to read editorials. I don't hear people talk about. One thing I grew up loving, even as a child, even in primary school, was reading editorials and columns. When I remember columns of Alade, Sat Sam, Saul Babu's, Shola, people like that, you know, Dele Giwa, Parallax Snaps. Was that it? Yes, Parallax Snaps. back in the, and of course the master of them all, Bolaba Ogunsanwo of blessed memory. That culture is dying. Also, what is dying is the culture of cartoons. Cartoons, if you ask that, President Obasanjo, his greatest worry in his first tenure as president was cartoons. The likes of Bayo Odulanu and Kenny Adamson, they tore him to pieces, from these comments. We need to build up that culture again.
Even the usual comics for children, you don't find them anymore.
You don't find comics,
no.
But is it cartoons and editorials and so on and so forth? We need to build our intellectual capacity. Since all of us now want to get involved, all of us want to phone in and whatever, so we don't want to comment on YouTube and so on and so forth. Don't forget, every time you comment, people notice. I can't tell you the number of people that I've gotten to know by name that I've not even seen, by just the comments that they make and so on and so forth. So all of us need to brush up. This world we are in, you must shine your eye. And shine your eye, the only weapon, the biggest weapon you need to go through these times is knowledge.
That's right, no lies there.
Knowledge,
I have lots of comments on social media. I'm coming to that shortly, but let's talk about this story in the Punch. ECOWAS freezes assets, imposes travel ban on Mali coup leaders. Someone asked me a question yesterday. Where was ECOWAS when the democratic government was messing up? Why didn't they interfere?
Well, the problem with ECOWAS is if they don't tell themselves some home truths, West African leaders, if care is not taken, you'll have more military heads of state making more ECOWAS than civilian. The rate at which we are going. If they continue to mess up and make life difficult for their people, if they don't obey democratic principles and so on and so forth, the people in one of the countries, the people clamored for it. They called the soldiers, look, we've had enough of this, come take over.
Wow.
So ECOWAS need to lock themselves up in a room and say to themselves, Nigeria inclusive, that the way we are going, are we not pushing our citizens to a point where they might demand this? I think four down now, how many to go? Okay. A time
four.
Will come, the four. Rate at which we're going, and because those of us who saw the Gawan era and what brought up the likes of Sankara and Jerry Rawlings and so on and so forth, we are seeing that wind blowing again. I hope it doesn't become a habit now for you to have an ECOWAS meeting and most of the leaders will be generalissimos in Red Beret and Che Guevara outfits. We need to be careful.
This kind of ban should be placed on countries with presidents also who are not behaving properly.
No, you can't. They won't do that.
Oh, well, that's what they should do.
But they won't do that. But the truth is, they need to take a bit of it. All these things won't stop. It won't stop anything. If you think that in some countries, because you ban a proposed travel ban on their leaders, they don't think they need to take the country by the horns and throw out these people. If you think that's going to stop them, it's not. What is going to stop all this is just good governance. We don't have it in Africa. Africans are suffering. Look at our own country. Our people are suffering, and our elites and those in power, they're making a big show out of it. One civil servant has 300 houses. One civil servant, 300 houses. Those are the ones you know. Apart from those in show business, even in Europe, how many people do you think would have more than two Rolls Royce car, more than one Rolls Royce car? Do we know what? Just like our attitude towards the drink champagne.
Yeah.
We have not. Very soon, we'll have Uber Rolls Royces. No Rolls Royce. I was at a function yesterday. I was sitting next to my brother Balaji, and we're trying to examine the brain of our elite. I mean, Uber Rolls Royce to drive where? In which country?
On which roads?
On which road? One dignitary boy had a Rolls Royce. He went up country. I think it was to Ife to get an honorary whatever, chieftaincy whatever, and drove the Rolls Royce from Lagos to. Who does that? I mean, Rolls Royce is not a car you will see potopo.
Yeah. Well, we make it into our own form.
I don't understand. We have all gone mad. In all honesty,
minus meal.
I don't know what.
Not like
Femi Kuti Shewiri, but what you were wearing. There's something wrong with our thinking. there is something wrong with our thinking.
You know, Yoruba slaps differently.
I mean, sorry to say, don't talk ill of the dead. If you could think of buying yourself two Rolls Royces and a Bentley to add to it, surely you could have signed this building off to a reputable whatever. Sit back and drink your champagne in the morning.
Yeah, but what insurance? I talk about insurance all the time, and I try to understand. Yeah, insurance saves you.
Couldn't take insurance because he knew he would be monitored. Axel Mansa at the end of these insurance companies would insure the building without and let you add from 50 to 21?
Yeah. That's correct, though. Because we say, Luma, that's all wrong. Let's see this one now. We've got a few more minutes. Uncertainty hangs over new PDP leadership as Secunda's approach is caught. I'm going to add this one to it because it's also PDP related. Industrialist Ohuabunwa declares presidential ambition on PDP platform.
I need to give Ohuabunwa a handshake. These are some of the heroes we want. You see, a man like him probably is not declaring because he feels he might make it. He might also know that he's not a grassroots man or whatever, but he has put his head forward to up the ante. And I'm saying that I would love for us to have a knowledgeable... We've been shortchanged. When was the last time you had a president you could actually look up to with glee and glow, stand up on the international front and say, that's a Nigerian president? What is wrong with us? We have the Nobel laureates, we have the
professors,
we have the doctors, we have all kinds of things, but we never put our first 11 forward. Ohuabunwa comes with very good pedigree and background. He was one time MD of a pharmaceutical company, if I remember very, very well. And so I'm glad that he's coming. He's also from the East, which would help solve quite a number of problems. And I think we should try and give him all the support that he would need. He's coming on the platform of the PDP that is in distress. The PDP is in distress because it looks as if, from the news we are hearing, they're trying to edge out all the old fuddy-duddies in the party. And some people are trying to see if they could make a fresh start. It was reported that the last exercise that they had, it didn't favor the likes of Atiku Saraki and so on and so forth. Make these people go rest. Make these people go rest. My people, see, we need a fresh beginning. Do not allow... Let me say something I've been itching to say. Don't follow politicians, to put it in street language, to where they are going. Let me tell you, if you hear politicians talk about a particular leader, yes, he can be the one who can turn the country around. He can do this and do that. You will be almost sure that he's a man who will compromise. They're always looking for somebody who can open the door for them to all come in. That's why sometimes when you look at certain characters and you hear them gaining a lot of support from the party members, it's for their own selfish reasons. You understand? Fine, fair enough. You can't fault them on that. But why would you want to join them? Chief so-and-so is the best person because we know that he will be able to deliver the goods. The goods they are talking about is different from your own goods, though. It's different. They are looking at opportunities for contracts, for embezzlement, for deals, for all kinds of things. It is the mark of the politicians. Very few exceptions. So those of us who are the followers, you should then ask yourself the questions that, look, if this man becomes president, whether he is Igbo or he's Hausa or he's Fulani or he's a Yoruba man, how can he make life bearable for me in my country? Don't forget all the 50,000 whatever they're going to give you. You young people, they make you Twitter rats and influencers and all these things. And then you ruin the lives ahead of you. All of us should lend, like they say, we should lend ourselves a brain. You should lend yourself a brain. This opportunity, if you miss it, for another 8 years, you are going to be in bondage. So if the same people who put you in bondage in the past are the same people you elect, glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Said the very Nigerian way.
If you have, for example, a pastor who vilified a top politician and 6 months later was saying that same politician is the best since tinned milk, then that should ring a bell in your head. No, that's not for today. All
right, our last story quickly in 1 minute. Lagos, I think we should have joined this to the, I think this is a story, the building collapse story also.
What's this thing?
Lagos collects victims' DNA samples, assembly demands compensation.
This yes, it's the same thing.
Let me touch on a few comments on YouTube. There are so many. Funsha Jimo says, precedence has already been laid. Lagos is itself run like a one-man show. Sitegbe says, what we can see is this in this building saga is a 21-story building constructed with a duplex mindset. App email is your name. You said, good luck to people who keep buying these apartments. If it did not collapse during construction, does it mean it would not collapse after people move in?
Collapse in 10 years.
Yeah. Funsha Jimo, there's high-handedness at the top. Sniffer dogs should also be utilized in the search for victims. There are dogs trained in cadaver detection. Exactly. This is from Sitegbe. Exactly. Absolutely smart idea. Elke Aderogba, Uncle Jimmy, these things will keep happening until there is accountability. What has happened to the Lekki Gardens where 34 people died? What happened to synagogue where almost over 100 people died at a synagogue?
No sanctions. Instead, we made a deal.
Deal on one hand, coroner's inquest on the other, and that's it. He insists that the media is also somewhat complicit in these as the paper stopped covering the matter. Let me jump onto Facebook and take two comments here also. Lanre Lorry, is gas also being imported? Yes, we import gas. A country that is the ninth greatest possessor of such assets, this is really frustrating. Olaleko Nixon, I seek Mr. Dizisu, a company can have a single director. The CSC Act has been amended to allow for a sole director in a company. Wemimo, bamboo wood is an alternative technology for steel.
I'm
please
not going
Google
to
it.
Live in a bamboo house.
Don't worry. At 8 o'clock, I'm having an architect, just after the news, an architect, a quantity surveyor, a structural engineer, and a Baba Ibeji, your favorite bricklayers. They're all coming on the show this morning. Let's talk about why you choose who in building houses. I was asking them earlier on, they're pointing fingers. We also do the same when we're building our own houses. So let's talk about that just after the news on the hour. Jimmy, this was back at 9.
How do you do this, Baba Biji?
I asked them, they told me. They all told me today at 5. All right, the news is coming right up. He's back at 9, so join us again.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.